Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You're gonna get bored by this.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Here's Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, If there was any doubt, it's over. Betting Isn't Boring, brought to you by our great friends at FanDuel, where every moment matters. Every moment's a big one. And I got to say, Pat, there's a lot of big moments tonight. You and I grinding through it, opening day, right?
Hey, let me tell you something, Rob. You got to grind to shine, baby. And let me tell you something. This game was a whole lot closer than it really should have been. I mean, Dylan Cease pitched his ass off. All the way around, I think the White Sox totally dominated this game. I think, you know, they gave him a run there on the pass ball. But
first of all, let's set the scene. You have guaranteed for over a month that on opening day, the game to play was taking the White Sox over the Houston Astros. You have been saying this for a month and a half, more than a month and a half. And the time came where they actually played the game. And because I took your advice, you know, I rolled over some FanDuel money. Kids can eat. Kids can eat today. So
Mama got a brand new bag, baby.
There you go. So that should tell you everything you need to know about taking advice from this man. Good job, Pat. Yeah. You should feel good about it.
Yeah, you know, not only have I been saying this, but, did I ever tell you what my favorite nation is?
Yes, I think you can tell everyone. I know what it is. I live there.
Yeah, it's a donation.
Donate.
You know this.
Donation.
Yes. And you know, to start it off right with the Pat's pick – you know, no better day than opening day. You know, Pat picks, you know, they pay. And, you know, donations by FanDuel tonight, greatest odds you can come across at FanDuel, by the way. And they paying that money today, you know, cha-ching.
They're doing it.
I've been trying to tell the fans this, you know. And not only that, we got so much more to come this year, man. Oh, we're going to make so much money, baby.
Make so much money. It's going to be crazy. So this is what I did, Pat. Let me tell you what I did. So there was a FanDuel had a before the Red Sox game today. They had a special bet, and it was basically Rafi Devers getting one or more hits. So this is you're going to be offended by this.
But well, I imagine you got pretty good odds on that, though, huh?
No, just straight up, just yeah. So I just. You're going to be offended by this, but I put $10 on it. Just $10, right? Okay?
Yeah.
$10. He gets a hit. I win $10. So now I'm at 20. So what do? Now FanDuel has a special where I can, for $5, I get 200. $200. $5, I get 200. And you know what I put that on, my friend?
Your donation.
What you told me. The nation of dough, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. And
And I'd like to also mention too, you know, while we're on the subject of, you know, our last show where we went over a lot of prop bets.
Yes.
Right out the gate, I don't know if you remember me taking all of the unders and the strikeout props.
Yep.
But right out the gate, you have a Justin Verlander who's gone on the shelf.
Yep.
And a number one starter with the Braves by the name of Big Max.
Yep.
What happened to him today?
Not good. Yep.
Not good. He's going down too. So there you go. There's two right off the bat that are going to be playing catch up for the rest of the year to get to those strikeout props.
Am I imagining things? But didn't you take your only over was Dylan Cease? Was that right?
Talk to me. Talk to me.
What?
Talk to me.
Man, you were riding it.
How many punch outs did he have tonight?
Ten.
So we're already ahead of the game. You know, we're just going to ride the wave. We're going to call this the FanDuel wave, and we're going to ride it all year, baby.
Man, I tell you what, you got like the wetsuit on, and you got the longboard, and you are storming down.
I'm hanging 10.
You are on a heater right out of the gate. So anyway, talk this game that we had tonight as we tape this, which was the national game, the White Sox and the Astros. You had said, go with the White Sox. The Astros are going to be blinded by the bling. They're going to be blinded by everything else. And you know what? Pap, I know that it took a little while, but you might probably be right. I mean, they didn't hit. I think Cease was awesome, right? But they didn't hit.
Yeah.
They didn't do anything. They pitched well.
Their lineup, I think, a lot of your cohorts and your buddies in the Writers Association, I think, have taken the Astros to repeat.
Yeah.
That's how well they like their lineup. But to me, you could just tell, man, there's that pressure to keep up right where you left off last year. You know, you got the Clydesdales coming in. The bling is coming across. You're getting blinded. There's all kind of, you know, other kind of BS going on, man. And the focus of the game, to me, the White Sox were the team that were locked in. And that's what we were betting on, and that's what I was trying to explain. And White Sox went about their business, man.
They did, except for Moncada. I was screaming at the TV, like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing trying to get third? Like, so anyway, that's besides the point. The White Sox were locked in. And I like the White Sox this year, Pat. I like them.
Well, you know, here's the thing is not only do I like the White Sox, I like their manager.
Yeah.
I don't know how you – Griswold.
He's a friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
He's been on the podcast before, Pat. And you know what he said? You'll love this. He said, so he was with Kansas City last year. He says on our podcast, he's like, we could look across the field at the White Sox and we could tell which days we're going to be able to beat them and which we weren't because of their energy level. I'm like, thank you, right? You're telling it like it is. That's what you need.
Man, you need that. And I think he's going to be a special manager for him. And for some reason, I just get this feeling right out the gate that the guys are loving playing for him, man. You know, he's a bilingual guy, like an Alex Cora.
Yep.
He can relate to, you know, both sides of the fence when it comes to that language barrier. Yep. With the Latin guys, man. And I think he's going to have a great year, and I think so are the White Sox.
All right. Well, again, let's put the money where the mouth is. Let's go. If we're going to talk about we're going to continue to make people money, let's go right back to the White Sox. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. They come right back on Friday. You have Lance Lynn versus Javier. So I'm just throwing this one out at you out of the gate just because, Pap, I mean, you had a great reasoning for the White Sox winning. I want to know, and you have a great feel for this series, clearly. You've made me money. You've made a lot of people money. People listen to the podcast, they're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what should you tell people to do with this game on Friday?
Okay, you ready for this? This goes back to my old buddy Matt Damon in a famous movie called Rounders, right? You never get off of a heater, Rob. Never get off of a heater. I'm playing them again. You know, baseball is a game of runs, man. Teams go on runs. They've come out the gate hot. They play very clean baseball. I got no reason to not go with them again. You know, and here's another little nuance that, you know, your average Joe might not see, but Cinco Ocho, he sees all, okay? The Houston Astros, now, granted, you get a day off.
They're coming right back. They're coming right back.
Yes, I'm sorry. I stand corrected. So my point that I'm getting at is the Houston bullpen, they used their two top guys.
And by the way,
Presley had a little arm shaking going on. He's probably going to be down tomorrow.
Have you ever been out there shaking the arm?
No, I don't show signs of weakness. I don't. You know, I remember getting drilled by 107 mile an hour heater come back at me. I think it missed my gonad. I think it missed my inches.
Yeah.
Inches. And I didn't flinch. And I literally had bruising down to my ankle. And you can't show signs of weakness out there, Rob. Come on, man.
Well, that's an extreme. But, yeah, all right. I like that, though. So you're coming back, Lance Lynn, Javier. You want to go with the over because I feel like you want to make as much money off this series as possible. I mean, we don't think the White Sox are going to go 162-0, but as you said, ride the wave. All right, over under is eight. What do you got?
Well, I like the over in the next game just because of the simple fact of all your studs were used today. Now you're going down the next tier when it comes to your pitching. You're going your number two starter and you're going with your there might be some guys with the White Sox that can come back in the pen and pitch back-to-back days.
They didn't use their big arm today either, the White Sox.
Correct. So
you know who I'm talking about? My co-author, Joe Kelly.
Joe Kelly, yeah.
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 They didn't use him.
So, yeah. So you still got Joe, and Joe's still throwing Chen. I mean, like, your tiers, it's almost like fantasy, you have tiers of in your bullpen, you have tiers in your starters, you know? So, White Sox are still using top tier guys, and the Houston Astros are.
I like that. I like it. Yeah, I like it. You want to make some people some more money on Friday heading in the weekend?
Let's make – I'm all about making it rain, baby.
It's like, oh, my goodness. You're so generous. All right. So we got do you want to do Rockies, Padres? It's up to you.
I love the Padres. I like the Padres in the run line. You know, I base my fact on that. You know, you're getting minus 110 in the run line. You got to win by two runs. But for years, Rockies pitchers have struggled in the West Division at playing away. In their lineup, I think it's even better than the Astros. So I like the Padres in the run line.
All right. Padres in the run line. Okay. Next one. Diamondbacks, Dodgers. We have Kelly Avert against Dustin May.
Yeah, I'm going with the bully still. You know, the Arizona Diamondbacks is still on that bottom tier. I think the Diamondbacks are probably going to play more pitchers this year. You know, they have a lot of minor league pitchers that they're going to come up and probably be in the big leagues that aren't there yet. Dodgers are still the bully in that division. I don't care what you say. You got to show me that you can knock them off before I'm going to put any kind of money on you.
And both Padres and Dodgers are home, I should note. So, you know, factor that in.
Correct.
All right. Let's see. What else we got here? Here's a good one. Good game. Guardians at Mariners. Gattis against Ray.
I like the Mariners at home. You know, Guardians are a very veteran team. I think they got a good squad, but right out the gate, playing at home. I mean, that's, you know, that's probably one I'm going to stay away from, not so much.
Oh, you are. That's, yeah, okay. All right. So for the games we got for tomorrow, this is how you make money. You take the White Sox, you take the Padres, you take the Dodgers, and you stay away from the Guardians Mariners, right? Correct?
Yep.
All right. I like that. Let me ask you, Pat, today's games, okay? We're trying to figure out this baseball, this world of baseball. And, you know, these over-unders are set at about 7.5, 8 across the board. What do you think? Like, I think that you were onto something. I was screaming this in the press box today when the Orioles were running all over the Red Sox. I said, you know what Pap said? Trey Turner's going to steal 100 bases. And kind of now, I kind of think that you were onto something. I think you're onto something. So is that your takeaway from today?
Yes, you know, that is one of my major takeaways from today is that, I mean, if you look at the Red Sox game, you know, you're sitting there. Teams that out the gate, you know, you're going to be able to run on, it's going to be send them.
Every time. It was crazy. And I got to look it up. I got to look up at the end of the day. There must have been a crap load of stolen bases today because it is timing off they're timing out the pitcher, Pat. They're timing out the pitcher. That's what they're doing.
There's no question about it. And guess what? If that pitcher lets that run clock get down, I'm gone.
You're going.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think advantage base runners, advantage people that want to put their money on the overs, advantage to you, I believe.
So if the over-under
is do you necessarily want to play every over? No, you don't. And that's not what I'm saying. You know, strategically, it's a bad move. You're going to lose a lot of juice. But on the teams that you know that struggle behind the plate, baby, let's take them overs.
All right. Okay, that's what you do. You go look at stolen base totals and then take the overs. It's genius. You're a genius. Once again, it's like you're like a beautiful mind. You're like Russell Crowe at the window. It's crazy. when you looked at the games opening day, like what else did anything jump out at you? For instance, for me, it's Gerrit Cole was really good. Jake DeGrom wasn't very good. The Rangers scored a lot of runs. That was sort of interesting. Judge hit a home run. Okay, well, he's going to continue to hit home runs. But the Rangers were kind of interesting, right? I mean, the Rangers, because DeGrom wasn't good, and then they come back and score just a ton of runs. So, yeah.
The Rangers, from a betting standpoint, the Rangers are a team that I'm going to stay away from for the first entire month of the season, Rob.
Okay.
To me, you got to bet on your standards, okay? Can we run on this guy? Can we score bases? Can we steal bases and score runs? And, you know, strikeout props are another one. And I mean, at the end of the day, you want to try to pick games that are going to swing into your favor, and you got to find why they're going to swing into your favor. But – you know, Jacob DeGrom surprised me today. Aaron Judge did not surprise me today. With the new rules, without the shifts, I think you might see a even more monstrous year out of Aaron Judge. He may break his own record.
Really? Whoa. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the last one for Fry. This is the last one, one I didn't mention. And I'm going to give you some side bets in this game, along with the game itself. This is going to be a good one. All right, it's the Mets at the Marlins. I think the Marlins, be careful. The Marlins have a ton of pitching. They have a ton of pitching. It's at the Marlins. Nobody will be there, but whatever. So, first off, before I get to the special bets, Mets for Marlins, who do you got?
I like the Marlins. I do.
Ooh, plus 100.
I like the Marlins.
Nice.
Yes, you're getting plus money. I like them. At home, you know, it's hard to play when you're a big market team and you come to an empty stadium and you're not used to playing in it. It's It's a big deal.
That's a good point. That's an excellent point. All right, here we go. To hit a home run in this game, here's this is where the fun begins. Pete Alonso, plus 360. Eduardo Escobar, plus 630. Jorge Soler, plus 470. I'm going in reverse. Oh, let me start over. Pete Alonso, plus 360. Jorge Soler, plus 470. Francisco Lindor, plus 600. Eduardo Escobar, plus 630. Jazz Chisholm, plus 680. And Mark Canha, plus 680. Who do you got of that group? Anybody? Anybody hitting a home run?
I like Jazz. I like Jazz, I think.
Plus 680. Yeah.
Yes, I like Jazz there. You know, he's a star-studded player, man. He's in order for him to be himself, he's got to go out, hit home runs, and steal bases. And well, I like him.
I got a chance. He was on the podcast. I liked talking to him. So, and here's the bonus. They have FanDuel. Already has the home run money line parlay, which leans right into what you've already predicted, Pat. Jazz Chisholm, Miami Marlins, plus 950. There you go.
Ooh, and that is what you got to love about FanDuel, baby. Yes. Yeah. Right there in the glove.
I mean, so of all, you know, you've already made, I might do that. I might do that on your advice. Plus 950, Chisholm in the Marlins parlay, home run money line parlay. Excellent. Awesome.
$10, if that hits, $10 wins you almost $100. I mean, you know, that's about as good a value bet as you can get, man.
Perfect. Okay, the last one, money line, total money line and total runs parlay. So here you go. You got Mets over 7.5 at plus 210. Marlins under 7.5 plus 300. Mets under 7.5 plus 300. Marlins over 7.5, 260. So
it's under.
Everything's under.
Yes.
So you go with Marlins in the under, that's plus 300. That's the longest of long shots. You've just made yourself some more money. Congratulations.
Yes, sir, baby.
All right. All right. All right. So there you go.
You know, my hands are itching. You know what that means when your hands itch? It means you're coming into money.
At this point, you must have come off opening. Well, I mean, I know you came off opening day feeling good about yourself because you hit on Pap's play. So there you go.
Hey, Bob. Today was a good day.
And you know what? You're like Robin Hood. You're stealing. You're just like giving.
Yeah.
Making it. You're putting smiles across the faces of everybody. So we appreciate it.
You know, I'm the fan. I'm the FanDuel Robin Hood. I like that, baby.
All right. we're gonna have to dress you up. So when you throw your pitch, you're gonna be wearing green tights and a nice green hat. So, all right. So, in closing, Pat, because we got to go collect our money and go spend it that we just won tonight. You and me, both. In closing, have you exercised at all since we last talked?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I'm kind of trying to ease into this bet about you throwing under 90 miles an hour.
Let me tell you something, Rob. Every day, my mind works out. My body works out and my wallet works out.
All right. Which one can throw 90? That's what I want to know. I don't think any of them. So, we'll have more news about that coming up. But we're easing into things. Baseball season's begun, and I sincerely want to thank you because this has been this. You introduced me to this world tonight. Which was, oh my goodness, let's watch a game in a completely different way. Thank you, FanDuel. Thank you, Jonathan Papelbon. You have both given me the gift of life once again. So thank you. And money.
You're welcome, Rob. And I'll be here all season long. Thank you.
Oh, man. All right.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.